For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents of Boise, Idaho are reeling after a man who was told to leave an apartment complex, returned the next day, and started attacking people with a knife at a 3-year-old's birthday party. 9 people were hurt, and some seriously. Police Chief William Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds, will be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
The victims include the birthday girl and 5 other children. The suspect is identified as 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, Mayor Dave Beter.
Boise is a welcoming city. We have been that way for generations. Whether refugees coming just in the last while or like my grandparents, Basque immigrants from the Basque Country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump tells Fox News he expects Democrats to try to block his Supreme Court nominee.
It's probably going to be vicious because the other side, all they can do is obstruct and resist. You know, the whole thing is resist.
Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin also on Fox on what's at stake for Democrats.
The president is looking for someone who will overturn Roe versus Wade, but even equally important, he's looking for someone on the court who will make sure that they rule that the Affordable Care Act's protection of those with pre-existing conditions is unconstitutional.
Millions across the eastern half of the nation are trying to beat the heat and humidity any way they can.
Trying to stay out of the sun as much as possible. The breeze helps cool us down a little bit. And then we brought along our ice water.
We've been in the swimming pool and
going inside
and watching movies.
The National Weather Service has posted excessive heat warnings and advisories across much of the Midwest and the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
After discovering the strange elongated object in space, scientists have determined it's an interstellar visitor, but not an alien. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
When astronomers first spied a weird cigar-shaped object speeding past the sun last October, they could tell from its path that it had come from another star system, but they didn't know exactly what it was. Now they know. A study published this past week in the journal Nature indicates that the interstellar visitor is neither an asteroid nor an alien spacecraft, but a small interstellar comet. It's the only such object discovered so far, according to one astronomer with the European Space Agency who spoke with NBC News via email. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A top official in the White House is discussing President Trump's next major summit. And USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
The president's national security advisor, John Bolton, saying he's fully in favor of a one-on-one meeting between the president and President Vladimir Putin. When many are questioning what the objectives of such a meeting at this time would be, Bolton says...
And the president has very much in mind, he wants to understand the Russian position, and perhaps more importantly, he wants Vladimir Putin to understand our positions. Now, if breakthroughs come from that, that'll be great.
Bolton speaking on Fox News Sunday, that July 16th meeting between the two leaders is scheduled in Helsinki, Finland. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.